comes in, swing and a miss inside for a strike, 0-1. So no balls, one strike. Schulfer comes set and fires in the 0-1, up and away, outside of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rafters lead 3-0. The 1-1. Swing and a towering fly ball into right field, and running after it on the right field line is Bobo. Reaches out to his left, makes the grab for two down. So we return to the top of the order, and Connor Cooney is due up. 0-for-2 today. Was able to get on base off of a fielder's choice. So two down for the Rafters. They lead 3-0. Three hits for the Dockspiders. They had runners on first and third at one point, but the Rafters made sure nobody got home. And Schulfer deals in for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Standing at first is Smith. And the 1-0 comes in for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 count. Schulfer looks and fires in outside of the zone for a ball. So three straight balls for Logan Schulfer. On the verge of walking another Dock Spider and putting a runner in scoring position. Three balls, no strikes. The 3-0. Down low for strike one. 3-1 count now. Schulfer looking to get ahead in this, get back into this count. The 3-1. Swing and foul tipped, so two straight strikes for Schulfer. Looking for his first strikeout. He's one strike away, and the Rafters would get their third out. Full count with two down. Schulfer looks in, fires in the 3-2. Up and away for ball number four. So Cooney will take first. That will put Smith at second. And now Luke Nowitzki is due up. And now Haligzo is having a visit towards the mound with his pitcher, Schulfer. Same with Shane Taylor as well. So two down for the Rafters. They only need one out here. They don't need a double play. They just need to get the batter out. But the tying run up at the plate for the Dock Spiders. Two down. At first is Cooney. At second is Smith. Looking in is Schulfer. He'll come set and fire. Swing and a popped up ball out on the right field side. And Basir was running after it, but that goes in the stands. On the right part, as pedestrian was going to get up and reach and make the grab, but looks like I don't think he will. No balls, a strike on Luke Nowitzki out of Cal State East Bay, batting a 327. Schulfer looks off at second, fires in the 0-1, and paints the zone for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two down. Once again, Schulfer looking in. The 0-2 outside and away for ball one. That was way low. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Two runners on for the Dock Spiders, two down here in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-2, swinging a ball pulled out on the right side. Hits the inside of the bat of Nowitzki. Count remains at 1-2. Rafters, seven hits to Fond du Lac's three. So the Dock Spiders looking for something. The 1-2, swinging a ground ball that goes in between second and third. Degatti can't get it. Rounding third and heading for home is Smith. So the Dock Spiders get on the board and make this a 3-1 game. So 3-1 is your score. And the Dock Spiders get a run here in the bottom of the fifth. Cooney to second. And Nowitzki to first. So Degatti reached out at short, wasn't able to field it. As pitch comes in, swinging a ball pulled out on the left side. Only one count. So the Rafters have been at two outs for a while. Just have not found anything to get this third out. The 0-1, swing and a miss inside for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Outside for a ball, 1-2. So the Dock Spiders up to four hits, and they get a run back. Tying run at first now. Rafters still lead 3-1. Schulfer looks in, glances over at second, fires in the 1-2, up and above the zone for a ball, 2-2. So Schulfer's done very well to get ahead in the count, but since that, he's been tending to throw balls quite frequently. So deuces across the board, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 2-2 paints the left edge of the zone for strike three. And Schulfer fired up about that one as the Rafters give up a run, but they still lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the six on WFH.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return to the top of the sixth inning here on WFHR as a pitching change in store for the Dock Spiders. But the Rafters get a big, they still lead 3-1, but Dock Spiders get one back. Zachary Goudreau will step on the mound out of Northeastern Oklahoma A&M. The rising junior from Longview, Hawaii, will step in. So Zach Goudreau will step in, the left-hander. So Goudreau, who's had his second season here for the Dock Spiders, 7 games, 0-2 record this season, 10 innings pitched, 9 hits, and 11 runs allowed. He's also allowed 11 walks with 9 strikeouts. So Anthony Gallison is due up here in the top of the order as the 1-0 up and away for a ball 2-0. 2-0 count. Top of the 6th inning. And it comes right down the plate for a strike, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. The 2-1 from Goudreau as a swing and a fly ball that's dropping into right center and reaching out and making the grab is Cooney for 1 down. So Gallison flies out. And Ty Johnson is due up. Johnson, unbelievable day for him. He's 2-for-3, and he's crossed home plate twice. One down. First pitch comes up and away just above the zone for a ball, 1-0. So Rafters, a run in the top of the third, 2 runs in the top of the fifth, and Dock Spiders answer back with a run of their own as the 1-0 and a changeup right down the plate, 1-1. So Johnson, prior to today, batting a .313. He's gotten on base actually at every time he's been up to bat, but a fielder choice was ruled on his first time up to bat as a 2-1. 2 balls and a strike. Goudreau, the left-hander, fires in the 2-1. Popped up out on the left side, 2-2. 1 down here on this gorgeous summer evening here at Herb Aker Field. Rafters will play the Dock Spiders at home at Witter Field tomorrow night as the 2-2 hits the back of Johnson. And he'll take first, hit by pitch and grabbing, looks like his right glute. And he looks to be okay, but a little shaken up after that one. So 1 down, and Johnson will take first. So Jack Passier is due up. 1-for-3 today, and he crossed home plate. Also had an RBI that sent Johnson home from second. One down. Goudreau fires in, and Johnson looking to steal second. The throw from Smith is not in time. Johnson darts over. And the steal pays off. 1 down, 1-0 count. Jack Passier will step in the 1-0. Passier swings and hits a towering fly ball into right center field. Reaching out and making the grab is Peterson and looking to throw over to third, but Johnson tags back towards second, so 2 down. Brendan Bobo is due up, 1-for-2 today with an RBI, and he was walked. So Bobo out of Cal State Fullerton, from Santa Cruz, California. Rafters lead 3-1, 2 down. Johnson at second. Goudreau sets and fires inside of the zone. As Bobo just backs away. 4 ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Johnson at second. The 1-0. Same pitch in on an AKY fastball. On the right edge of the strike zone. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 out and away for a ball. So 3-0 count. One ball away from putting two Rafters on base. One already in scoring position. The 3-0 down low for a strike. 3-1. Count. Sets and serves inside for ball number four. So Bobo will take first. Johnson remains at second. And now two runners on for the Rafters. As Jack Gurmich is due up. 1-for-3 today. Goudreau, 16 pitches. He's walked a batter, has no strikeouts. Rafters have been able to read him well. So the left-hander fires in right down the plate. 4-a-strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike, 2 down, top of the 6. Goudreau looks over, serves the 0-1, swinging a ground ball, pulled away on the first baseline for foul ball, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. With 2 down. Gurvich, the bat on his shoulder. Lefty on lefty, the 0-2 comes up and away for ball one. Fans around here can't believe that. 1-2 count. Each team with an error. The 1-2, swing and a miss, down low for strike three. So we head to the bottom of the 6th inning. Rafters lead 3-1. We'll be back in a moment. Here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Rafters baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
So Logan Schulfer still on the mound for the Rafters out of Ball State University. The product has been taking the reins here once again on the mound. So Schulfer has gotten a strikeout. Rafters lead 3-1, bottom 6. As Teddy Dieters is due up. Dieters 1-for-2 today. He's gotten a base hit. He's flown out as well. So Schulfer will come in. Once again and serve inside for a strike, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. Schulfer looks and fires in the 0-1, swinging a line drive that goes past Johnson at second, rolls into center field, and a leadoff single for Teddy Dieters, his second of the night. So Jared Heinzen will step in. Heinzen at University of Wisconsin Parkside. At first is Dieters. Pitch comes in down low and pulled away for a ball. So no balls, a strike. At first to Dieters. Jared Heinzen. The 0-1 popped out on the backside. 0-2, so Schulfer ahead of the count. Tying run with Heinzen up at the plate. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss outside for Heinzen. Three straight strikes. And Logan Schulfer records another strikeout. So one down, and Jack Peterson is due up. Peterson 0-2 today. He struck out as well. First pitch comes in, swing and a miss inside. Swing and a miss again, 0-2. So bottom of the six, Raptors lead 3-1. The 0-2 down low for ball 1-2. One ball, two strikes. At first is Dieters. The 1-2 from Schulfer up and away for a ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Schulfer looks in, glances and fires in the 2-2. Swing and a miss inside. For strike number three, back-to-back strikeouts for Logan Schulfer, and that's two down. As this brings up Jack Gorman. So Gorman 0-2 today. With two down. At first is Dieters. Raptors have out-hit the Knox Spiders 7-5. As pitch comes in, swing and a pulled ball out on the right side. 0-1. So no balls, a strike, two down. Schulfer likes the pitch now. Looks over at first, fires in the 0-1. As stealing is Dieters at second, the throw from Haligzo and gets him in time is Johnson. Excellent heads up play, and what a throw. A crossover to second from Haligzo. So the Raptors lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the seventh inning here on WFHR.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning we go as Logan Hugo set to be up. He's been walked. He struck out. He's 0-1 today. So still on the mound is Goudreau. As the left-hander on Logan Hugo, batting at 241 with five RBIs. Goudreau sets in and fires. Hugo swings and flies a ball to deep left center field. And running under it and making the grab is Trickler for one down. So Shane Taylor, do up now. The Rafters lead 3-1. They got a run in the top of the third, two in the top of the fifth. The Dockspiders got one back in the bottom half of that inning to make it 3-1. But here in the top of the seventh, one down, Shane Taylor is up. 0-1 today as he got an RBI because he was walked, which allowed Basir to get home. He's down to the count 0-1. The 0-1 upstairs and a dropped strike, a dropped ball from Smith. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Shane Taylor at a Utah Tech and a Las Vegas native sees the 1-1, grazes the upstairs part of the zone for a strike, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. One out. Count runs at 1-2. Goudreau steps on the mound to regather himself for a moment. And now will come set. Taylor, the left-hander on the lefty of Goudreau, the 1-2. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. That's the third strikeout. Excuse me, the second strikeout from Goudreau. Two down. Holigzo is due up. Hogan Holigzo, the Creighton catcher, 0-2 today with a walk. His first pitch comes in for a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike with two down. As the 0-1 comes in, out and away for a ball, 1-1. So 1-1 count. Top of the seventh inning, two down. Rafters have out hit the Dockspiders 7-5. Goudreau, the left-hander. The 1-1 way outside. On the right side of the batter's box, 2-1. 2-1 count. Goudreau fires again. Swinging a ball. Hit to deep left center field. Heading back towards the wall. Reaching out is Trickler. Can't make the grab. Rounding first. Heading for second is Holigzo. And he'll tag up at second. So Hogan Holigzo getting his first hit of the game. That's the eighth hit of the Rafters. So the Creighton catcher doing what was called upon. He'll take second. This brings up Jorge Degatti, who's 1-for-3 today. So the Indiana shortstop will have a chance to hopefully add to this hitting total. Goudreau fires down low, and a ball that's dropped and goes away from Smith, but Holigzo decided to stay at second. 1-0 count. Goudreau. Well, looking top of the seventh inning, two down for the Raptors. The 1-0 swing and a ball popped out on the backside. 2-0. 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two down. The 1-1 out and away, four ball, 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Aligzo at second. Looks over, fires in the 2-1. Tipped off on the backside of the bat. Fouled away, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 count. So Goudreau will come set again. He'll look off, dial in, and fire the 2-2. Swinging a pop-up. Fouled on the right side. Goes into the bleachers. Count remains at 2-2. So deuces across the board. Two outs, two balls, and two strikes. Aligzo stands at second. Raptors lead by two. It's a lot of twos right now. The 2-2. Down low, swing and a miss for Jorge Degani for strike number three. And out number three. As we head to the bottom of the seventh, Raptors still lead 3-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR, your home for Raptors baseball.
Raptors baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help SmileTrain change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Raptors 3, Duck Spiders 1, as Logan Schoelfer remains on the mound. So Schoelfer has done well so far. Four strikeouts for him as he sets and fires in for a strike on one. Jack Gorman on the mound. Up at the plate, the Presbyterian College product. With nine RBIs. And Schoelfer sets, fires in the 0-1 down low of the zone. Four ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 comes again, and the check swing just goes behind, and the first base umpire says he did not come across, and it is a ball. So Gorman 0-2 today. The 2-1 from Schoelfer, down low, and outside, 3-1. So three balls and a strike. Schulfer fires in again as that's balls clipped out on the right side, out of play. Count runs full at 3-2. Bottom of the seventh, Rafters lead 3-1. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 8-5. Each team has committed an error. As the count runs full, the payoff. Swinging a line drive up into the center base gap. As Gorman will take first. And a leadoff single. So Hugo couldn't get to it in time. And on the count where it's 3-2, Gorman comes up big. So Paul Smith will step in. Oh, Smith, 0-for-1 today, but he's been able to cross home plate. He was walked, and Schulfer deals outside for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. And first is Gorman, the 1-0, swinging a towering fly ball into left center field. Reaching out and making the grab is Gallison for one down. So one down, Jake Serrain is due up. Hasn't been able to record a hit today on two at-bats. So bottom of the order. So six hits now for the Dock Spiders. Gorman at first. One down. Swinging a foul backside for the first strike, 0-1. Gorman stands at first. Tying run up at the plate for Serrain. 0-1. The 0-1. Swing and a miss outside edge for strike number two, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, and one out. The 0-2. As throw from Alixo over to Degatti at second as the tag out. It's not in time. And a stolen base attempt deemed successful for Jack Gorman. That was really close. Hogan Alixo absolutely gunned him at second, but unfortunately, Gorman gets there. So 1-2 count. Schulfer looks in, fires the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball, fouled off on the right side. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out. The 1-2. Inside for strike number three. And out number two. Logan Schulfer. His fifth strikeout. Connor Cooney is due up. Cooney 0-for-2 today with a walk. Put in that leadoff roll. So two down. Gorman stands at first. Pitch comes in inside. Up and away for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count. With two down. The 1-0 finds the zone for a strike, 1-1. To 1-1 count. Two down. As a breaking ball comes up above the zone for a ball, 2-1. Rafters looking for their third out here. Tying run at the plate with Cooney. Schulfer digs in and fires up and above the zone for a ball, 3-1. So 3-1 count, two outs. Schulfer again kicks, winds, and fires as a 3-2 sliced into left field, and running under it and making the grab is Gallison for the third out. So the Raptors lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the eighth inning on WFHR. We'll be back in a
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867. Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Seven innings down, two more to go as Anthony Gallison is due up. He's 1-for-4 today, and we return here in the top of the order. Goudreau fires in, finds his own for a strike. The Raptors lead 3-1. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 8-6. And as the second offering, as the 0-1, a towering popped-up ball into shallow center, and reaching out and making the grab is Nowitzki for one down. So one out, Gallison pops out. This brings up Ty Johnson. 2-for-3 today with two runs. He's been remarkable. So Johnson is up. Hit by pitch on his last at bat. As Goudreau fires and Johnson check swings, but sees a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Goudreau fires and Johnson swings and grounds a ball into Nowitzki at second. At second, scoops it up in the glove, and throws it at first. That brings up first baseman Jack Vassier. So two down. Jack Vassier is due up. So Vassier steps in and Goudreau fires for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with two down. Goudreau kicks, winds, and serves. Inside, Basir had to back away for a ball, 2-0. So the Dock Spiders looking for a 3-up and 3-down inning. 2-0 count. Way down low for a ball, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, two outs. The 3-0 inside for a ball. So four straight balls, which allows Basir to get to first. Brendan Bobo is due up. 1-for-2 today with an RBI, and he's been walked twice. So Bobo really starting to find his rhythm, starting to swing the bat pretty well here in the past four or five games. Two down. Basir stands at first. Goudreau sets and fires up and away of the zone for a ball. 1-0. Goudreau looks over on the pickoff attempt, a wild throw that goes behind Dieters, and Basir headed to second off of an error. A bad throw from Goudreau that went below the body of Dieters and rolled in to the right field side. So Basir now in scoring position with a 1-0 count. That's the second error of the game for the Dock Spiders. And it comes at a crucial time. I am 1-0 count. Swing and a line drive that bounces on a one-hop bounce into Nowitzki. The throw at first is right on the money. But the Raptors still lead 3-1 as we head to the home after the inning here in the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back in a moment.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning we go as Blake Parker will step on the mound for the Raptors. He's had six games appeared in an 0-1 record. Eight innings pitched, allowing six hits, seven runs, and he's had seven strikeouts. The last game he appeared in was against Lakeshore, where the Raptors were up 5-4. Parker just had an off day. He gave up five runs in the top of the ninth, where the Raptors could not propel to a victory. So you look at it, Parker, this is a time for him to redeem himself. He'll be slotted against Luke Nowitzki. He was 1-for-3 today with an RBI. So Barker, the left-hander, had a chart in Ohio from Seton Hill University. Barker fires in the first pitch, up and away for a ball, 1-0. So you wonder, is Barker going to finish out the game? I think it depends maybe on this inning. So Barker, the third pitcher today for the Raptors, the 1-0, up and away. Four ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Blake Parker, the left-hander, will set in, look, and serve the 2-0 way down low. Four ball, 3-0. So 3-0 count. Barker way down on the count on Luke Nowitzki out of Cal State East Bay. A returning Dock Spider. The 3-0 way outside, and Haligzo has to reach out for four straight balls. So a leadoff walk, Nowitzki will take first. And this will bring up Travis Strickler, who's had a hit today on three at-bats. He's been struck out as well. So not the start Blake Parker would have liked, as the tying run now on the plate. Parker will come in, look over at first, and serve in the first offering. and finds his own fourth strike. 0-1. Just on the upper edge of the strike zone. No balls and a strike. Barker, once again, the 0-1. Swinging a bouncer that stays fair on the first base line. Basir throws it to second. Stepping on the bag was Degatti. He gets him just barely. So Degatti just barely. He had to reach up high for that throw from Basir. So fortunate for the Raptors. And they get the runner out. They get Nowitzki out at second. Strickler will take first now. One down. And Teddy Dieters is up. He's had a great day. He's had two hits on three at-bats. Bottom of the eighth. Barker serves in the first pitch down low for a ball. 1-0. One down. At first is Strickler. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball that goes in between second and third. Rolls into right field into Gallison. And now two runners on for the Dockspiders. Dieters at first. That's his third hit of the day. And Strickler at second. And this brings up Jared Hines in. The DH. 1-for-3 today with a strikeout. Dockspiders putting together an attack here in the bottom of the eighth. Raptors have out hit the Dockspiders now 8-7. So pitch comes in low for a ball, 1-0. One oh count with one down. Dieters at first. And at second is Strickler. The 1-0 fouled off on the backside, 1-1. So Hines in the DH today. One hit on three at-bats with a strikeout. 1-1 count with one down. The 1-1 comes. Swinging a ground ball that bounces over Barker at second. The step on the back from Degatti. The throw at first. And he gets the runner out at second in Dieters. But Heinzen will take first and stay there in time. And Strickler advances to third. So runners on first and third with two down. So this brings up Jack Peterson. Has not gotten a hit yet today. He struck out twice. So at first is Heinzen. At third is Strickler. Degatti just barely got to the bag at second before Dieters did because that was really close. So two down for the Raptors. They just need an out here. This looks like this is going to bring up Seth Sweetchick instead of Peterson. So he's pitch hitting. And Sweetchick out of Melbourne, Australia, batting a 114 with six RBIs. He's a strike on the outside, 0-1. So Sweetchick, the pinch hitter, the first time we've seen that for both teams today. Two down, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2 now. One strike away. And the Raptors getting out of this inning. Two down, Barker, ahead in the count 0-2. At first is Heinzen, at third is Strickler. The Dockspiders threatening here in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-2 from Barker, swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. So three straight strikes from Blake Barker, and the Raptors get the third out. They still lead 3-1 as we head to the top of the ninth inning here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, we go as a pitching change comes in for the Dock Spiders. Jack Niedringhaus, three games appeared in with a 1-0 record, 5 1/3 innings pitched. The rising sophomore from Xavier University and a St. Louis, Missouri native. He's had 3 strikeouts and 4 batters walked. So he's looking to clean things up here in the top of the ninth and give his team the best opportunity in the bottom half of this inning. So the DH, Jack Gervich, is due up. So Seth Swiecik, who pinch hit in the last inning, is now slotted in at right field. So Gervich is due up 1-for-4 today with a strikeout. Batting a 320, Niedringhaus. The left-hander fires in. And a check swing. Did he come across? Did not. 4-1. 1-0. So Niedringhaus will look in. Kick wind in fire. Gervich swings and bounces a ball into the second baseman of Nowitzki. Fields it up and throws it as first. And did he get it in time? He did. It looked like actually the first baseman, Swiecik. So Swiecik was in right. He moved up to first. So Swiecik tags him out and puts Dieters out at right field now. So one down. Hugo is up. Rafters have out-hit Fond du Lac 8-7. As first offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. Logan Hugo, not gotten a hit today. He's been walked and he struck out. Okay. 0-1 count. Niedringhaus fires in. Swing and a miss. 0-2. So the question is, you wonder who the Rafters are going to bring in the bullpen. My guess it would not be Blake Barker. As one down. The 0-2 from Niedringhaus, swinging a line drive that bounces on a one-hop out in, and Nowitzki fields it up into the glove over to his left and throws at first for two down. So Shane Taylor is due up. And Taylor, not gotten a hit today. He's at an RBI because he was walked, which allowed Basir to get home from third because the bases were loaded. He's been walked twice and struck out. Niedringhaus fires in as Taylor pops one out of the backside. One down, no balls, a strike. The 0-1. Down low and away for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. Nijinghouse kicks, winds, and serves the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball that goes in the second base gap. Coming after is Nowitzki. The throw at first is not in time. So Taylor will take first. And the ninth hit of the game for the Raptors comes here in the top of the ninth for Taylor. So a runner on, and Hogan Holigzo is due up.